Blog Talk Radio.
My heart. Strengthen where we are weak and build us up where we are torn down, Lord. Oh, my
my God, you know all about us. You know what we had need of before we pray, Lord. Lord, we believe your word. We are trusting in you, Lord, knowing that there is no failure in you, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will grant our petitions according to thy will, Lord. Touch your people, Lord, souls under our voice, oh, Lord. We want you to touch, Lord, in a mighty way, Lord. Somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody needs a touch from you, Lord. Somebody needs healing, Jesus. We know you're able to heal. You can heal the cancer. You can open the blinded eyes in the name of Jesus. You can open the mouth, the dumb, Lord. You can speak, Lord Jesus. Have thine own way, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord. Reach out, Jesus. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Touch some soul that is sick and afflicted. Somebody that is weak, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. We're dependent on you, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Come in the room, Lord. Go out of thy spirit. Send thine anointing, oh, Lord. Touch Jesus. Strengthen and encourage your people, Lord. Encourage tonight, Lord. Have thine own way. Look on the speaker of the hour. Send thy word. Send thine anointing. Send strength, oh, Lord. Let your word go forth in power and demonstration. Let some soul be blessed tonight. Let somebody be saved tonight, Lord. We know you're yet in the saving business. You're yet in the healing business. You're able, Lord. We're depending on you tonight, Jesus. Continue to bless, Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done, O Lord. Help us to speak thy word in thy name, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for the listeners, O Lord. We pray that you continue to encourage them, help them to continue to listen and hear your word. Oh, my God, strengthen them, O Lord. Touch and make a way for them, O Lord. Bless them in a special way, Lord. Those who have made a sacrifice and willing to continue to listen to your word and to support this broadcast, we want you to continue to bless them, Lord. And every soul that is listening, oh, Lord, every soul that is dealing with the COVID virus, every soul that needs your help, Lord, we want you to touch them, oh, Lord. Strengthen and encourage them, Lord. Help them to stand, Lord. Help them to go through, Lord. We know you're able. We're depending on your word. Your word is true. Your word cannot fail. We want you to go into the homes, go into the hospitals, go into the nursing homes, Lord. Go into the institutions, Lord. We want you to touch one by one and name by name, Lord. Pour out a blessing, oh Lord. Pour out healing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. Oh, my God, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for this prayer, Lord. You said whatsoever prayer, believe me, you said it shall be done unto us. We believe your word. Your word is true. Your word cannot fail. And we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. Oh, glory, glory.
Oh, my
my God. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. This part of the service is into the hands of Evangelist Khadijah.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. Just thank God for everyone on the broadcast today. God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Pastor Sheila Hameen's show with your host today, Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the line today on the broadcast. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Southern District Overseer at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida, and his lovely wife, Mother Janice Marshall. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
Amen. And we also have Evangelist Maybell Edmond, who led that beautiful prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond.
God bless you.
Amen. And she's from our headquarters church in Camden, New Jersey, Christian Temple. Amen. So right now we're going to read our opening scripture. And our opening scripture is going to be taken from the 34th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 34th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Thank God for the reading of his word. The 34th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 15th verses. We're going to sing a song.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
For a little portion.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin, Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior! Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Maybelle, that she might have words and introduce our speaker. Evangelist Maybelle.
Lord, I thank you, Lord, for that beautiful selection.
Praise
coming to Evangelist Khadija. I tell you, that song said, Jesus is calling, and certainly he is calling. But we have to answer the call. And the Lord is summoning somebody to answer that call.
Amen.
The psalmist said in the 34th number of Psalm, personal thing with him. He said,
right.
I will bless the Lord
bless him.
At all times when I'm afflicted, when I'm not feeling well. Hallelujah. When I'm going through my test and my trial,
I
will bless the Lord. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thomas, he was expressing his personal for the Lord. He said, I will. And I'm saying to you tonight, I will bless the Lord. When I'm going through, I will bless the Lord. When tests and trials come my way, I will bless the Lord. I'm still going to say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Still going to say, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm still going to lift him up because he's been good to me.
Yes,
hallelujah. When I sought the Lord, he heard my cry, and he delivered me out of all my fears.
Yes,
that's why I had to give him praise. That's why I had to say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name,
glory
Lord.
To your name, Lord.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Yes,
you are so worthy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
that's
you,
a beautiful psalm. I will bless the Lord
bless
at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him.
Yes.
Saved him out of all of his troubles.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. The Lord saved me out of all my troubles.
Thank you,
when the devil came to fix my soul, hallelujah, I cried to the Lord, and he heard my cry.
Yes.
And he delivered me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
bless
you, Lord.
The name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory
be unto all. Bless the Lord. If
amen.
He spared your life, if he woke you up this morning, you can bless the Lord.
Yeah.
You can say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can thank the Lord for giving you life, for giving you your health and your strength. That's something that all of us can do. You are alive. The Bible said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Glory to God. If the trees can praise God, certainly we can praise the Lord. Certainly, we can lift his name up. The moon and the stars, the sun, hallelujah. No, the rain, the stars. Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
What about you and I? I don't care what your situation is. You can still give God some praise.
Amen.
You may be incarcerated, but you can still give God some praise.
Yes.
Behind
yes.
locked doors. Glory
okay.
to God. Thank God for that psalm. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Selection and that beautiful psalm coming from the 34th number of Psalm. May God bless the reading of his word forever and ever. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're not going to hold up the time, but we're going to introduce the speaker of the hour in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Let her come on. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. I'm giving honor to God, and I'm giving honor to whom honor is due. Praise
yes.
the Lord, and thank God for what my ears have heard, what my
Lord,
heart
Lord.
Is feeling right now. Oh, praise be to God. I
yes.
will bless the Lord at all
yes.
times. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It has to be personal. Glory to God, because
Amen.
We go through so many different things, but we have to understand that if we say this, we have to mean it. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, bless
Amen.
The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the midst
thank
of
you,
sickness,
Jesus.
Through
yes.
troubles, trials, pain, all of that, we have to be willing to bless the Lord. Glory to God. As
Amen.
Job, he blessed the Lord through all that he was going through. He didn't
yes.
curse God, but he blessed God instead.
Yes, he did.
See, that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to give up on God. He wants us to turn our backs on the Lord and not
yes.
bless him, not praise him. Amen. But we have to make it personal. Glory
yes.
be to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited, and I feel like going on with Jesus. Praise
Ooh,
the Lord.
God.
I thank God for his precious word. And I know
Amen.
That the word of God is exactly what we need, especially now. We
yes,
definitely
it is.
Need that word to minister to our souls, to help
yes.
us to get through in these last days. Amen.
Yes,
praise God. I thank the Lord. I thank God once again for what my ears have heard. And I praise him
Lord.
And I magnify him and I lift him up. Because
yes.
he is worthy of
worthy.
All the praises. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And at this time, I'm just want to take some time out and just bless
oh, hey.
The name of the Lord
yes.
Jesus.
Thank you,
I just want to take, hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. I can feel a need.
Yes,
Lord. Take time out and praise his name. And bless his holy name. He is worthy of the praise.
He's worthy.
He's worthy of every hallelujah. Every
hand
clap. Every glory to God. The Lord is worthy. Oh,
yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise be to God. And no rushing. But I just want to take a little time and just praise my God. Because of what he's done for me. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I want to thank him for the miracle that he's wrought for me. I
thank
him for my healing. Oh, hallelujah. Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank
you, Lord. For answering prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. Glory, glory to your name, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Oh, bless his holy name. The Lord is worthy. Praise God. We may be down here in the flesh, but God is worthy of the praise from the time we open our eyes in the morning until we close them at night. He is to be praised. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is worthy. Amen. With every breath we take, there ought to be some kind of praise in there. Oh,
yes.
Throughout the day, amen. Praise God. There ought to be some praises going up. We ought to be blessing the Lord at all times. Amen. Even if we're not saying it out loud with our mouth, in our hearts, we ought to be blessing the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God, because he's worthy at all times to be praised. Amen. I just thank God for his unspeakable gift of love. I thank the Lord for the moving of his spirit and for the outpouring of his spirit, for his healing virtue. Praise the Lord. God is a mighty God. And he is the reason we are still here. He's the reason that I'm still here. And I'm glad to be here just one more time. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to take that little time out and give God the glory and praise his name, because, you know, we may not take the time we should, but somewhere along the way we ought to stop and just give God the praise. Take a great break. Lift him up. Amen. Yes. Reflect on the goodness of the Lord and the things that the Lord has done. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, as I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I am blessed. I have a testimony. Oh, praise the Lord. And I thank God for giving me a testimony. Amen. Testimony of victory. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank God for each and every one of you who are tuned in on this evening. Praise God. And just thank you for your prayers and for your support. Amen. Of a truth, God is good. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
God is good. And I can't stop talking about how good he is. Amen. Because he has done so many wonderful things for me that I'm not deserving of, but God has truly been good to me. Amen. Yes. I'm glad about it. And at this time, I'd like to move on. Praise be to God. And I would like you, if you are desiring to read along with me in the scriptures, you may go ahead and get your Bibles ready. And we're going to go to the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I would like to go to two passages of scripture, if it be the Lord's will. The first one will be 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verses 6 through 11. And then we'll move on over to Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 11, if it be the Lord's will. And I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Praise the Lord. And at this time, before we get into the scriptures, I would like to have a word of prayer. If you will turn your hearts and minds toward the Lord, and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. We thank you for mercy and for grace. Oh, Lord God, we open our ears, we open our hearts, and we ask you, Lord, to speak to us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask that you will send forth your word and let your word have free course. Oh, my God, provide for us whatever we are standing in need of. Through your word, we believe you right now, God, and we're taking you at your word, and we give you thanks. We bless your holy name. We magnify you, Lord, and we lift you up. We praise you, O God, for you are worthy of all the praises. We're asking all these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. And so at this time, I'd like to focus your attention on the Word of God. And before we read the scriptures, I would like to leave a title, and that title is I'm Yours, Lord. And my theme will be Make Me All Over.
All right.
I'm yours, Lord. Make me all over. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5th chapter, verse 6 reads, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the grace of all, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 18, beginning with verse 1, reads, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. At what is concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it? If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of his word. Praise be to God. May God bless us through the hearing of his precious word. Amen. Praise be to God. In the book of 1 Peter, in the 5th chapter, we are encouraged or summoned to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due time. When we humble ourselves, God will, casting all our care upon him, for he careth for us. Amen. Yes. We can turn everything over to the Lord because he cares about us. Amen. Yes. When we submit ourselves to him, when we make this commitment and surrender completely to him, the Lord will do all the work. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. And this also is personal in that I'm saying to the Lord, I'm yours. Glory be to God.
Yes.
And I'm asking the Lord to make me all over. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God has the power to recreate what he's already created. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. The creature that I once was, the Lord has been working on me and making me what I ought to be. Hallelujah.
Right. Yes.
Praise God. The more we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, the more God will lift us up.
Yes.
And the more God will work on us in rebuilding and remaking us into the vessels that are pleasing to him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because God wants us to be pleasing to him.
Amen.
God wants us to be in his image. Glory
yes.
to God. Conformed to his son Jesus. Walking in the newness of life. Walking upright in the sight of God and keeping his commandments. Hallelujah. But we are to be sober and vigilant because we have this adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking
right.
about, seeking whom he may devour,
mm-hmm.
seeking to destroy somebody's life, seeking to overthrow somebody's faith. He's out to devour us. Hallelujah. But we must be vigilant. We
yeah.
must be watchful and resist this enemy. Resist the adversary in the
yeah.
faith. Glory to God, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in our brethren that are in the world. Somebody else is going through right now. Somebody
yeah.
else is being tested and tried. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So let us remember that we are not alone, but we are together in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is with us, and he is on our side.
Yes.
The 10th verse says, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have a while.
All
we
right.
have to do some suffering. Amen. After we've suffered a while, the Lord God himself, the God of all grace, the one who has called us unto his eternal glory, make you perfect. Make you perfect. Establish, strengthen, settle you. God's going to do all of this.
Yes,
yes. But make that commitment to him and give your
amen,
holding nothing back, nothing at all, but giving God everything.
Amen.
Giving up the world, giving up your desires, giving up your ways.
Yes.
Give everything over to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be fully committed. Be fully committed to the work of the Lord, to the
yes.
will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as the Lord led Jeremiah out, down to the potter's house,
amen.
God still calls us to move away from our environment,
all
away
right.
from our situation, away from our comfort zones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He'll take us out of those comfort zones. Amen. And send us in a place where we can hear his voice. Glory
yes.
be to God. He will lead us out so he can work on us. Glory. Hallelujah. He ordered Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house, and Jeremiah went down there because God told him that he would cause him to hear his word. And Jeremiah obeyed the Lord and went on down to the potter's house. And what he saw the potter do, the potter wrought a work on the wheel. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did. Amen.
The potter took a vessel that he had made of clay
Oh, glory to God. And that vessel was marred in the hand of the potter.
Amen.
Praise be to my God. When God gets us in his hand,
mm-hmm.
we are clay. Glory to God.
All right.
God will mar us in his hand. To be
Amen.
Marred up and matched all up is not comfortable. It's not pleasant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. The way that clay is handled is in a rough manner.
Yes.
I know what I'm talking about because when I was in high school, I took an art class and I worked with clay. Hallelujah.
All right.
Praise the Lord. I created vessels on the wheel. Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Right.
And so we had to take the clay and before we could form it into a vessel, we had to be sure that there were no air bubbles in the clay. Because once it gets in the kiln and there are air bubbles, it's going to explode.
It's
going to shatter into many pieces and be good for nothing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we would take that clay and we would mar it up in our hands, squeezing it, and we would take it and slam it down as hard as we could. Oh, glory
All right.
to God. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thank
Can you
Jesus.
Imagine being in the hands of God and
All right.
you asking God to make me all over? Oh, praise
oh, my
God.
Lord.
Get ready to get roughed up.
My Lord.
Oh,
all right.
Lord, glory to God. But when God gets through,
yes,
when God gets through with us, we will come forth as pure gold.
Mm-hmm.
All the impurities will be taken out.
Yes.
We'll come forth as a vessel of honor, one that God is well pleased with. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank
but
you.
We have to go through something to get there. Oh, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And the potter, he began to work that work on the wheel and work with that clay. And after he made it again, made it all over, this seemed good to the potter to make it. Hallelujah. And God, when he's worked on us and he looked at us in his hands, hallelujah, you know, it's a blessing when God is pleased and this vessel that he made out of the clay seemed good to him as the
yes.
potter.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. At that point, after Jeremiah saw what the potter had done, then the word of the Lord came to him, letting him know that he could do the same thing with the house of Israel. He spoke to Jeremiah, "These cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel." Glory be to God.
Thank you,
Jesus. I'm
yes,
no
Lord.
More my own, but I've been bought with a price, and
yes,
I belong
Lord.
To God. Lord, make me all over. I'm yours, Lord. I belong to you. You're the one who created me. Make me all over.
Make me over, Lord.
Make me a better vessel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to live right. I can't do it by myself, but
Amen.
I need you to help me. I can't make it on my own, but I'm dependent on you, Lord.
Yes.
To lead me all the way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Read it, God.
Thank you, Jesus. We have to make this personal. We have to have this personal conversation with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It's time for somebody to go down to the potter's house. Come as you are. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you,
broken if you are. Heartbroken, disappointed, depressed. Distress, whatever condition you're in, just go on down to the potter's house.
Yes.
Potter make you all over again.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, let the potter work on your mind. Oh, praise be to God. Let the potter take out the stony heart and put in a heart of flesh. Oh, glory to God. Let the potter open up your blinded eyes and give you light.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the potter unstop your deaf ears so you can hear his word.
Yes.
Somebody, come on down to the potter's house.
Yes.
And he'll make you over right now. Hallelujah. There's no need to go around wondering if you're pleasing, if you're the vessel that God wants you to be. Are you in his will? It's no need to go about wondering that. But God will give you that assurance. God will fix you and he'll make you all over. Hallelujah. Maybe others are not pleased with the way God made you, but it's not up to them. Hallelujah. You're not trying to please them, but you're trying to please God. Be what God wants you to be. Do what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some people try to make you this. They try to make you that. They want you to be this, or they don't want you to be that. They try to stop you from being what God wants you to be. They try to impede your progress and hold you back.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. But you're in the hand of the potter.
Yes.
And he's the one that's in control.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That the potter is looking upon.
Yes.
And man may not like what they see. Oh, praise God. But the potter is well pleased. Glory
Amen.
To God. When they looked on Jesus, there were those who hated him. Praise be to God. But God began to speak out, saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. It didn't matter that they called Jesus a wine bibber. It didn't matter that they called him a Beelzebub and everything else. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he was God's vessel. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and
he
God
was
well pleased with whom he had made. Oh,
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
so we have to not get hung up on what people think about us and what people say about us. And they try to steer us in a way that God is not leading us to go. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. But go down to the potter's house so you can hear from the Lord. You can hear the word of the Lord speaking to you. If you take heed and obey the Lord, God and mighty things, God will work wonders. He will work miracles. He will move in your favor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The one that's trying to block your path, God knows how to move them on out of the way. Oh, thank you, Lord. God even has the power to touch their heart and cause them to help you in the ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Help you to even do God's will. And they'll be wondering why they're helping you do this. Oh, thank you.
All right.
Only God can do that. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. He can turn your enemy into a blessing for you. Glory to God. Instead of the enemy cursing you, God will make them turn around and bless you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So let us humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. You know, because God, he resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
Amen.
If we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, he will exalt us in due time.
Amen.
And the Lord will patience
through the tests and trials that we go through, the things that we are enduring down here. The Lord is working on us little by little. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Lord is doing a work in our lives. Praise the Lord that God is the one that's going to bring it to fruition. God is going to manifest himself. Amen.
Yes,
and the work that he's given us, he's going to set his approval on it. Amen.
Amen.
And let us know that, yes, he called us to this work. He called us. Holy calling. Amen.
Yes.
Praise be to God, and I thank God for his precious word. I thank God because this is an opportunity to be made that vessel that is well-pleasing to God.
Amen.
Amen. And we ought to practice on a daily basis of fully committing ourselves to the Lord's service. Amen. Making up our mind that I will serve him for the rest of my life.
Yes,
and
yes.
Whatever the Lord wants me to do, glory to God. Lord, help me to say yes to your will.
Amen.
Because sometimes flesh doesn't want to. Flesh
Amen.
Does not want to obey the commandments of the Lord.
Amen.
Flesh wants comfort.
Amen.
Flesh want a low key
yes.
situation. Hallelujah. But get ready for an intense situation. Glory to God. When you get into the hands of the potter, things
yes.
get very intense. Oh, yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Might be a lot of crying and a lot of moaning
yes.
and going on, but just be
Amen.
Patient and endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord,
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Just keep on holding on and keep trusting the Lord
yes.
while
yes.
you're being made over. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
While the Lord is rebuilding you, glory to God, just giving praise.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Given
Amen.
Glory. Yes, they like the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all
glory,
times.
Glory, glory.
Just praise. Shout
yes,
continually.
Lord. Yes,
he
Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
I will
Lord,
bless
Jesus.
The Lord at all
glory,
times.
Glory,
oh, thank
glory.
You, Lord, even if you have to say, out. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I will bless the Lord
bless
at all
Lord.
Times. Thank you, Lord. His praise,
yes, Lord Jesus,
shall continually be in my mouth.
Lord,
yes,
thank Lord.
You, Lord. It comes with a commitment. Bless
Amen.
The name of Jesus. I thank God for the word of God.
Amen.
Thank him for feeding my soul.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
His word. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for each and every one of you and for your prayers, for your support. Praise
Amen.
God.
Yes.
is answering. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
Jesus.
He's answering prayers. He's answering. Oh, yes, Lord. And I thank him.
Amen.
Prayers.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh,
bless
yes,
you
Lord.
And
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord Jesus.
You're so worthy.
Glory, glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Lord. Lord. Thank,
Lord.
Thank,
Lord.
Jesus.
Name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. I'm Jesus. So grateful. I just thank God for hearing and answering prayer. And I don't know. Well, you don't know like I know. And I don't
All
know
right.
how you feel tonight. But I just feel like praising him from deep down within.
Yes, yes.
My innermost being. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Praise
Lord,
him.
Lord,
thank you.
Thank
you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
He's worthy.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Bless your
thank
name,
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless thy name, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way, Lord.
Oh, Lord,
your will,
Lord. Thank
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise God. I thank him. Thank him for his word. And I want to encourage
yes,
you to take the word of God in. Maybe you've been going for a long time in your comfort zone and desiring for the Lord to make you all over.
Yes.
Desiring to be that vessel that God wants you to be.
Yes.
Amen. Maybe you've tried to, God wants you to be, but can nobody do it like the Lord?
Yes.
Amen. We can't make ourselves what God wants us to be.
Yes.
No one else
Amen.
Can make us what God wants us to be.
Amen.
Lord, and if you are willing to just go to the potter's house and just wait to hear the word from the Lord,
yes,
you will not regret it. You'll
Amen.
Be glad that you went Amen. Down to the potter's house and heard the word from the Lord. Amen. Maybe there's someone out there tonight who desires to give their life to Jesus, want to be saved, want to have the gift of the Holy Ghost and the
yes.
power to do what's right, the power to tell the truth and not lie, the power to live right, the power
yes.
to come out of sin. Hallelujah. Maybe you're desiring to be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. God is ready to fill your soul.
Yes.
Yes.
You're willing to give up your ways, to give up the world, turn your back on everything that's not like God, and just completely surrender to the Lord. Repent of all of your sins. Repent of all the things you know God is not pleased with, and even things that you're not aware of. Repent of it
yes,
and ask yes. God to forgive you. And I believe God will have mercy.
Yes,
the Lord will forgive your sins, and he will save your soul. Hallelujah. Maybe someone is feeling a little weak in the faith, and you just need the Lord to strengthen your faith, to increase your faith. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
God will do this for you.
Yes, he will.
If you will come to him, he will increase your faith. He will
yes.
take away the doubt, the unbelief.
Yes.
He will remove it. Yes, Lord. He'll do it for you.
Amen.
You're sick in your body and you desire to be healed. God is a healer.
Amen.
And he's ready and willing to heal you, both body and soul. Thank you, Lord. If you just come with your faith, if you just come believing, I believe God will do it for you right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whoever it is out there that has any petition or any desire of the Lord, if you can only believe,
yes,
we're going to go to God in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And believe God together, touching and agreeing on the same things. And we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would take us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you once again in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word, oh Lord. Oh my God, help somebody, oh Lord, that heard the word of God. Help them to turn to you, Lord, that they might be made all over again, oh Lord. Help them to get up, Lord, and go down to the potter's house.
Amen.
Help them to seek your face, oh Lord.
Help
them to give themselves to you, Lord. Help them to call upon the name of the Lord.
Yes,
you said, for whosoever shall call.
upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Help them, Lord Jesus. Make them all over again, Lord. We know you got the power, Lord. We are in your hand, oh Lord. And you can do what you will, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Let thy spirit prevail. Let thy blood cover, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch somebody's mind, oh Lord. Change their mind. Make them over again, Lord. Fix their heart, oh Lord. Take out the stony heart. Put in a heart of flesh. In the name of Jesus, clean them up, Lord. We know you're able. Oh, my God, move, Lord. Move by your spirit, Lord. Move right now, Jesus. Look on that soul that has gone astray. We want you to touch them, oh, Lord. Bring them back to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it, Lord. Change their heart, oh, Lord. Help them to fall out with their way, Lord. Help them to call unto you, Lord. Help them to seek your face, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we know you're able. We know all power is in your hand, Lord. Jesus, you can make the vessel all over again, Lord. You can mar the vessel, and you can make it a better vessel, Lord. In the name of Jesus, 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 move, Lord. Come to our rescue, oh Lord. Hear our prayer, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on those souls, oh Lord. Somebody is just waiting, Lord. They're waiting in the name of Jesus. They want to come back to you, Lord. They want to give their life back to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, but they don't have the strength, Lord. Lord, touch them, Lord. Help them to receive thy word. Help them to fall out with their way, Lord. You know you can do it, Lord. Touch in a mighty way, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let your spirit take control, oh Lord. Have thine own way, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. No more our way. Your will be done, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're able, oh, Lord. Somebody who has heard the word of God, oh, Lord. You know who they are, oh, Lord. You know all about them, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, accept them, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them to cry unto you, Lord. Until you deliver them, Lord. Help them to seek your face until they fall out with their ways, oh, Lord. Help them to sell out, Lord. Help them to give up all, Lord. Help them to give up this world and these worldly goods, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them, Lord, to give up the beggarly elements of this world. Help them right now, Lord. Jesus, make a change, Lord. Convert some soul, oh, Lord. Sanctify some soul, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, clean them up, Lord. Help them, Lord. Give up to you, Lord. Help them to surrender and say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to be saved. Help them, Jesus. Help tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Continue to bless, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you look on Crawford. Touch his mind right now, Lord. Touch him, Jesus. He needs your help, Lord. He needs you, Jesus. Help him, oh Lord. Look on Jonathan, Lord. Help him, Lord. He needs you right now, Lord. Touch and deliver, Lord. Look on Gloria, Lord. Help him, Lord Jesus. Help him, Lord. You know her needs, oh Lord. You know all about her, Lord. Lord Jesus, look on Jeanette Miller, Lord, and her entire family. Touch them right now, Lord. Move, Lord. Move them more, Lord. Move on the inside, Lord. Help her to surrender. Help her to yield herself to you. That your will may be done in her. In the name of Jesus, look on Elder Crockett. Touch his body, Lord. We know you're able to heal. We know you're able to release the fluid out of his body. We know you can do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch him right now, Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. We know you're able. Save to the uttermost. Look on the daughter, Lord. Save her, Jesus.
Right now,
help her, oh Lord.
Help you.
Oh, my God. Lift the burden of her heart. Strengthen her soul. Take her through her time of bereavement. Have mercy, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. We know you can do it, oh Lord. Comfort her soul, oh Lord. Comfort, oh Lord. You said, comfort ye, comfort ye. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, comfort those who are sick, those who are ailing, those who are bereaved of their children, bereaved of their husbands, bereaved of their wives. Oh, my God, my God. Have mercy. Hell, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Have mercy. Have mercy on the people, oh Lord. Those who are sick and dying. Oh, my God. Have mercy. Have mercy, Jesus. Spare the lives, oh Lord. Save, Lord. Save to the utmost. We know you're able. Oh, my God, all power's in thy hand, oh Lord. Thou art a deliverer. You're able. In the name of Jesus, have thy own way, Lord. Oh, my God. The souls of men are dying everywhere. Oh, Lord. Jesus, have mercy on the nation. Have mercy on this United States. Have mercy throughout the world, oh Lord. Mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, save, Lord. Save, such as should be saved. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it, oh Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you right now. We thank you for this prayer, oh Lord. We thank you for all the listeners. We thank you for right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody to come to you, Lord. Help them to give it to you, the affliction, the burden that you're carrying. Help them to turn it over to you. Let you fix it for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, yes, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, Jesus. Have thine own way. Have thy way, Jesus. Oh, my God. Praise now, Lord Jesus, that you become the speaker of the hour. Continue to bless her. Continue to strengthen her body. Help her to hold out, oh Lord. Help her to continue to preach thy word. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, oh Lord. Look on you, man, this Khadija. Continue to bless, oh Lord. Help us continue to glorify thy name and to sing praises unto you, oh Lord. Help us to do your will. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help her, oh Lord.
Help me.
They know you're able, oh Lord. Look on your people everywhere. Everywhere, oh Lord. Touch right now. Strengthen, heal, and deliver. Oh, my God, we thank you. We thank you for all the souls that you have spared. All those souls who were healed from the coronavirus. We thank you, oh Lord. You've been merciful. We thank you for your mercy. We pray that you look on every soul under my listening voice.
Thank you.
Pray that you touch them, continue to bless them, and keep them with a mind to tune in to the pure gospel and the true word of God in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you are doing.
Thank
oh,
you.
My God, we can't thank you enough for what you have done. I thank you for how you touched me, Lord. Thank you for giving me strength. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for this prayer. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We truly, truly thank God. Thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for his word. Glory, glory, glory. Bless the name of Jesus. He can do just what he want to do. Sometimes man will mimic God, but God will do what he want to do. When he gets ready to, how he wants to. Hallelujah. God is a powerful God. He's a mighty God. And we can't underestimate the power of God.
Amen.
Amen. He can do what he will. He told Jeremiah, get on up, Jeremiah. Go on down to the potter's house. And I'm going to cause you to hear my words. Hallelujah. Yes. He went on down. And God began to show him in the potter's house. God, the potter was working on the wheel. He brought a worker on the wheel. And the vessel that he made, it was of clay. He took it and he marred it. He messed it all up. Glory to God. He messed it all up. And then he went on and made it again. Another vessel. But this one was better than the first one. Glory to God. Then the word of God came to Jeremiah saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? I can do it. Says the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand. O house of Israel, glory to God. God was talking about the people of Israel. They're in God's hand, and so are we. We are in God's hand.
Man.
God can take us. He can take us and make us over again.
Amen.
Sometimes the devil himself will try to mar you, try to mess you up.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He'll try to mess you up.
Yes.
From obtaining the blessing that God has for you.
That's right.
The Lord was saying here to Jeremiah, oh, Israel, cannot I do you as the potter has done with this clay? And the answer is yes.
Yes,
he can. Yes. Thank God for his word. I'm so glad he can, and I'm so glad he will. He'll make you who he wants you to be. He'll make you... Hallelujah. He'll make you better than you were before. Hallelujah. People look at you and say, oh, look at that. But God, he will make you better than you were before. But they were bad before. Oh, my God. Look at God. He can make them worse. Glory to God. He can make them a strong, bold soldier. Amen. Amen.
Hey.
Glory to God. I tell you, my soul is stirred up. Stirred up.
Amen.
The word of God. Glory. Get on out of the way.
Go ahead.
Turn it back over. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. That's the speaker. But I tell you, God, he can do whatever he want to do. That's the kind of God I serve. You may cast me out. Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
You may cast that one out. You may cast this one out. But God can do what he want to do.
Amen.
That's true. He said he can restore them. That's what he said. He said, I can restore health. He said, I will restore health unto you. In other words, he can make you whole again. He can make you complete. Again, whatever is lacking, God can fix it. Make you complete. Glory to God. Thank God for his word. Thank God for the speaker of the hour. And just keep on preaching the word of God and letting the Lord have his way. That was a knock. Thank God for. You just go ahead on. Let him have his way.
Hallelujah. We might be on the radio, but we can still let the Lord have his way. That's as if we was in the building having church. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm having church right now.
Oh, yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Oh, I can dance right here.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I can lift up Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm not
ashamed.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We ought to praise him. I
yes.
don't care how loud we get. Hallelujah. I don't care how we sound, as long as we are praising God.
Amen.
As I stated before, if the sun, moon, stars, the rain, snow, and sleet can praise God, what about you and I?
What about us?
Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you,
ought
Jesus.
To give him some praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
He said, God bless you. You ought to give him some praise.
Hallelujah.
And God healed you. You ought to give him some praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't care where you are.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You ought to lift him up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And your life. You ought to thank him and give him some praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise him. Praise him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He's been good. He's been so good. Oh, my God, my God. When you look around and you see all the bodies that were laying out on the ground, they had to lay them out on the ground. They didn't have no room to put all those souls who had died from the coronavirus. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
God
thank
you.
You
want to get
Jesus.
Up and give him
thank
some
you,
praise.
Jesus. Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I tell you, my soul, my heart went out to those souls. Hallelujah. They were lined up there on the ground. Nowhere to put them.
My Lord.
They
my
were
Lord.
Just lifting them. My Lord. Just lifting them, putting them in a cooler. Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Oh, my God, my God. But God spared. He spared our loved ones. He spared our friends and family. He spared our church family. He's been good to us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you all praise him in the house.
Glory.
I don't care where you are. Bedroom, kitchen, living room, dining room, bathroom.
You
ought to lift up Jesus and praise his holy name. Heaven, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you for what you have done. Thank you for sparing my life.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank him for what he has done. And for his mercy, the mercy that God has given.
Amen.
I thank God for this. I'm just going to cut off. I thank God for everything. So back into the hands of Evander Tameen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Your God. Thank God for the beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist May. God for the sermon that she just preached. Oh,
yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We all should be giving God some kind of praise.
Amen. Amen.
We just need to give him some praise.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's so worthy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can I speak? Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Just like he said, we have in church.
Yes.
Might be in the house, living room, amen, back room, front room, wherever we
amen
are.
Amen.
We have in church.
Hey.
Amen. Praising God right here where I stand. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
yes
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Wherever I am, I learned that God to praise.
Lord.
Go ahead and lift him up and let him have his way.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Praise God. I'm so grateful. I thank God once again for that beautiful prayer, for the anointing that
amen
God sent.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
The Lord. The anointing breaks the yoke, destroys
amen
the yoke.
Amen. Amen.
So grateful for what God is doing. Praise the Lord. Even now, as we go forth in the praises. Praise God. Just thank the Lord for this radio broadcast and for how the Lord has blessed us. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to go ahead and try to get some announcements out of the way and turn it over to Evangelist Khadija Hamid.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful word of God coming to Evangelist Hamid. Thank
amen
God for yours, Lord. Make
yes
me all over. Thank God also for that prayer and the anointing of God coming to Evangelist Maybell and even the remarks that she began to give. And I tell you, that word was truly beautiful, was timely as well. And it seems a lot of the speakers lately, even in the other ministries, have been preaching messages of turning unto the Lord. And I believe it was in our district meeting where Elder Gary Calloway, he preached Turn and Live. And on Evangelist Martha Colbreth's her Hope Ministry of Hope, she preached Come Now, Run to Jesus. So it's a turning and a coming to the Lord and having him just work on us. And truly, he won't leave you in a broken, battered, squished up state, but he'll make you a new vessel, a better vessel. And I tell you, that's so encouraging. It's so encouraging.
Yes.
I know oftentimes we might pray and say, Lord, make me over. But I don't think a lot of people, you know, the illustration that Evangelist Hamid began to give, I believe that helped to open up what it means to be made. You don't just come
yes
out and you're just a perfect vessel, but you have to go through
yes
literally the fire of the
yes
kiln in order to be made.
Yes.
And I tell you, it's happening. It's going to happen one way or the other. You're either going to break or you're going to be, or you're going to let them make you. And I want to let him make me into the vessel he wants me to be, like you said, not something that somebody else wants you to be or something that you want to be yourself, but letting God make you that, you'll be that pure vessel, a perfect vessel. So we just thank God for everyone tuning in. And if you would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService1School1ONE. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7:00 p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. I'm going to give you that online station again where you can tune in. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsTitle1School. And we want to pray for the souls on the prayer list. I'm going to say their names. We have Jimmy Tucker, Maxine Walters. We want to pray for the Breeve Walker family and Mother Walker's daughter, Sarah Ann Maddox. And we want to continue to pray for Elder Crockett and his wife as well. And we want to continue to pray for Miss Tia, Julie Dixon, Sister Marcel's sister, Pastor Jerry Bennett, Anthony, who has COVID and his mother is requesting prayer. We want to pray for Sam Anderson, Evangelist Cynthia's dad. We want to pray for Michaela Cohen, her mother, father, her grandparents, and her children, Janisha, Tanisha, and the Olive family, Bertha Panada, Frank Perino, Cassie Colliers, who's in a hospital procedures, and Sister Lisa Johnson's brother, Robert Berry. We want to continue to pray for Sister Lisa Johnson as well. Angel Estetti, Carmen Estetti, and Rosa Mendez Gonzalez. We want to continue to pray for Louis Savage III, Myra Salter, Evangelist Bertha Jones, Teresa Jones, Henry Edmond, and his wife, Sister Mary Edmond, Mother Elizabeth Frazier, Celeste Hall, Carol Martiri, Missionary Rose Mack, and Deacon Albert Mack, Sharon Mack, Thelma Johnson, and the Johnson family, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson and Sister Doreen Jackson, Deacon Irvin Carr. Continue to pray for the Breeze Simpkins family, the Breeze Tyler family, the Breeze Smith family, the Breeze Tennessee family, the Breeze Calloway family, Breeze Diggs family, and all the Breeze families. And we would continue to pray for Titus Edmond Sr., Brenda Edmond, Crawford West and children, DeMarcus West, Larry West, as well as the Lee County Administration. Continue to pray for Evangelist Sheila Hameen and Zion David and Judea Hameen and Muhammad Hameen and Erica Hameen as well, Minister Troy Johnson, Sister Alice Johnson, Missionary Gloria Johnson, Mr. Bill Bradley, Ola May, Chris Upshur and family, Mother Mary Colbreth, Evangelist Martha Colbreth, the Miller family, Gloria West and family, Charisma Bishop, Janine Leo, Angel Tennessee, Deshaun Tennessee, Mr. Wade, the Turner family, and any name I might not have called. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. Again, that's 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Again, that's 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like X, E Like Elephant, X, 1430. Again, that's WDEX, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Holmes and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. Evangelist, I mean, do you know how many nights this will be for them tonight?
300 and I know I heard the number last night, but I'm not on there looking. I think it may be 310 or something like that.
310. They have been on every single night in prayer and preaching. Last night, my evangelist Hameen was on. So if you dial the number, you'll be able to, they'll give you a number to call so you can hear that message. Again, that number is 339-209-6891. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. And if you would like us to send, if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148. Again, that's P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And that's all the announcements that I have. I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all of our announcements. And we just thank God for Evangelist Khadija being our host for this evening.
Thank God,
thank God for my co-host, Evangelist May Edmonds. Who prayed so beautifully, opening up with prayer and praying after the message, letting the Lord have his way and speaking those encouraging words. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all of you who are listening on this evening, and pray that the Lord has blessed you and that he will continue to bless you through this radio broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for his unspeakable gift of love once again and his mercy toward us.
Amen.
We're not deserving of it, praise the Lord, but to God be the glory. Such an honor and a privilege to have this opportunity.
Yes.
And this is why I have to praise him. I have to lift him up. I have
Amen.
To give him glory, because he didn't have to do this, but I'm so glad that he did. Amen. Praise God. We do thank God for you, for your continued prayers, and for your love and your support. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for our leaders. Praise God. Thank God for Pastor Jackson. Thank God for Pastor Marshall.
Yes, amen.
Yes, all the people of God, for our church family. Amen. The Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, all the love and the care down through the years.
Yes.
And people often say how much love there is in Christian Temple.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. Thanks be to God for the people of God and for
Amen.
Their love. Amen. Praise the Lord. We do thank the Lord for all things. And we do look forward to being back broadcasting on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Be the Lord's will. And we look forward to you tuning in once again with us. And until then, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May heaven smile upon you. Before we bring the broadcast to a close, does anyone have anything else that they need to mention?
I don't think I have anything. And Maybell?
No, I don't have anything.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. This concludes the broadcast for this evening. Once again, we love you dearly, and we thank God for you.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Evangelist May. God
bless
you, Evangelist Khadija.
God bless you both.
Praise the Lord.